Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, People's Skills: How to Assert Yourself, Listen to Others, and Resolve Conflicts by Robert Bolton. Is a practical communication handbook rather than a theory-heavy academic text. Written for readers who want to improve everyday interactions, it focuses on the habits that make conversations productive or destructive. The book identifies common communication roadblocks that increase defensiveness, aggression, and dependency, then replaces them with clearer listening, assertive expression, and conflict resolution skills. Its core purpose is to help readers communicate more effectively in family, friendship, and workplace settings, especially when emotions are high or misunderstandings are already present. Bolton presents interpersonal skill as something learnable and observable, not an inborn trait. That emphasis makes the book especially useful for people who want concrete guidance on how to speak, listen, and respond in difficult exchanges without escalating tension. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 12 communication roadblocks that quietly damage relationships. One of the book's central contributions is its identification of 12 common communication barriers, often described as roadblocks, that interfere with healthy dialogue. These barriers matter because the book does not treat conflict as simply a matter of bad intentions. Instead, it shows how ordinary conversational habits can trigger defensiveness, create resistance, or make other people withdraw. This framework gives readers a diagnostic tool before trying to fix a disagreement. They can examine whether their own responses are shutting the other person down. The value of this approach is that it shifts attention from winning an argument to understanding the interaction pattern itself. In practical terms, the roadblocks help explain why even well-meaning people can end up in repeated misunderstandings. By naming these patterns, Bolton gives readers a vocabulary for recognizing unhelpful responses early, which is often the first step toward more constructive communication. Secondly, listening as an active skill, not passive reception. The book places strong emphasis on listening, but not in the casual sense of simply hearing words. Bolton presents listening as an active interpersonal skill that requires attention to meaning, emotion, and intention. This is important because many conflicts persist not because people lack information, but because they fail to make the other person feel genuinely understood. The book suggests that good listening often matters more than immediate problem solving, especially when someone is upset or emotionally overloaded. That idea is a major corrective to the habit of jumping too quickly into advice, rebuttal, or explanation. By treating listening as a disciplined practice, the book encourages readers to slow down, clarify what others actually need, and reduce unnecessary friction. In this sense, listening becomes a mechanism for lowering defensiveness and creating the conditions under which resolution is even possible. The result is a model of communication in which understanding comes before solution. Thirdly, assertiveness as clear self-expression without aggression. Bolton distinguishes healthy assertiveness from both passivity and aggression, making self-expression one of the book's most practical themes. The point is not to dominate conversations or suppress the needs of others, but to communicate personal needs, limits, and preferences directly and respectfully. This is especially valuable for readers who struggle to speak up or who tend to accommodate others at their own expense. The book frames assertiveness as a learnable method for getting needs met without creating unnecessary hostility. That distinction matters because many people confuse assertiveness with confrontation, when in fact, the book treats it as a balanced form of interpersonal honesty. Clear self-expression reduces ambiguity, which can otherwise lead to resentment, hidden frustration, or repeated misunderstandings. By teaching readers to state what they want in straightforward terms, the book offers a practical way to improve personal boundaries and professional clarity at the same time. Fourthly, conflict resolution through de-escalation and calmer response. The book is not only about speaking well in ordinary conversation, it also addresses how to handle heated disagreements without making them worse. Bolton emphasizes de-escalation, which means reducing emotional intensity before trying to solve the problem itself. This is a useful distinction because many conflicts fail when participants rush toward resolution while still angry, hurt, or defensive. The book's guidance on calmer responses suggests that effective conflict resolution depends on timing, tone, and emotional regulation as much as on the content of the argument. It is especially relevant to family disputes, romantic quarrels, and other situations where the relationship matters as much as the immediate issue. Rather than promoting rigid formulas, the book encourages readers to think about how reactions shape the atmosphere of a conversation. That practical lens makes the conflict section valuable for people who need tools for navigating tension without escalating it into a breakdown in trust. Lastly, body language and silence as overlooked parts of communication. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to nonverbal communication, especially body language and silence. Bolton treats communication as more than verbal content, arguing that posture, expression, and timing can strongly influence how a message is received. This is a significant idea because many people focus only on the words they choose and overlook the signals that accompany them. The book also presents silence as a useful tool rather than an awkward gap to be filled immediately. In stressful conversations, silence can create space for reflection, reduce impulsive reactions, and allow the other person to continue speaking. Together, these ideas broaden the reader's view of communication from message delivery to whole interaction awareness. That makes the book more practical than guides that focus only on scripted phrases because it teaches readers to notice how they are being perceived in real time. The result is a more complete understanding of interpersonal skill as both verbal and nonverbal behavior. In conclusion, People Skills is best suited for readers who want a direct, usable guide to improving the quality of their everyday conversations. It will be especially helpful for people struggling with recurring misunderstandings, difficulty speaking up, tense family dynamics, workplace friction, or the feeling that conversations often go nowhere. The book's main practical benefit is that it treats communication as a set of learnable behaviors: listening, assertion, de-escalation, and attention to nonverbal cues. That makes it useful not just as a self-help book, but as a working manual for better interpersonal judgment. What helps it stand out in its category is its clear behavioral focus. Rather than relying on abstract advice or broad encouragement, Bolton organizes the subject around recognizable communication barriers and concrete ways to respond differently. It is not a book about charisma or persuasion in the narrow sense. It is about reducing the damage that poor communication causes and building more stable, respectful interactions. For readers who want a timeless, practical framework for real-life conversations, it remains a strong and accessible choice. If you would like to support Robert Bolton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.